Hello, this is Gino from Auroville Radio. I have here Francesca.
Hi.
And Elke.
Hello.
Hi, girls. Hello. Francesca and Elke, you've been involved in acting before, right? You've been doing theater.
In Auroville, and also before in my country, Italy, because this was my work.
Yeah. What have you done in Auroville?
Oh, well, I'm famous for a comedy in which Elke was too, The Odd Couple. And then I did other few things. The last one was a monologue, and it was about Saprem. And I did it 11 times in Auroville, just 1 year ago. Not even 1 year ago, yes.
And Elke?
And I discovered acting only when I came to Auroville. And, well, yeah, I'm glad I did.
So you started with Francesca?
No, I did not start with Francesca, but she was definitely the play that I like most. She was the one directing
what
it.
Have you done in Auroville with acting?
There has been some Shakespeare that I started with. Then I worked with Ariamani on Shurabindo's plays. And then a comedy. And of course, then there were a few minor parts in the famous musicals that happened over the last few years.
Ah, yes, there was a big musical in Auroville, no?
There were two.
You were part of it?
Yeah, Sorcery at Sea.
Okay.
And the latest one.
You've done both?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but really background roles. I mean, half of the Auroville community was in it.
Yeah,
including
yeah.
all children, so it's...
it was a big play, I remember. Yes.
Yes.
So what are you girls up to now? What are you going to do now?
So there is this challenge, which is a new thing, I think, in Auroville. We just decided to create an Auroville short theater festival. And it came out because one day we met casually in Purtus. And we just started thinking about how nice could be to have a festival like that in Auroville. And then we said, why don't we try? Why don't we try on doing it? And so we had the idea on doing this short theater festival. So the focus is on short plays, which are around 10-15 minutes long, not longer. And yes, we just started this, and we just started to promote this, and we are looking for people to be involved in.
Yeah, and it can really be anyone. Well, I mean, anyone basically from the age 14 onward. So, but yeah, everyone is eligible almost.
Any age, yeah.
Any age, any gender, any ethnicity, everyone.
The important is to understand that there are two phases. Now we are in the first phase, which is to collect script. So the script has to be original, and the writer should be Orvillian or newcomer or a long-term volunteer. Mm? And maybe we will extend this, maybe, if they are interested, to Tamil Nadu's people that are also interested in writing for theater, script for plays. Yes.
When you say Tamils, you mean villages that are not Auroviliyan?
Villages or people from Pondicherry or... Yes,
okay,
maybe no, the neighbors.
Colleges, yeah.
Or colleges, okay.
Yeah. There is a college here in Pondicherry where there is a class of theatre.
Right.
And it sounds to be an interesting experience. And if these guys, for example, are interested, it would be nice to integrate them.
But first we start, or let's see what the feedback is here from the community, and then, yeah, like Francesca says, we can then expand.
So short stories, short...
Right, scripts.
Is it going to be comedy or serious movie?
Anything.
Can be also poetry. Can be whatever it's in your mind, you put it on a script.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is the first stage. So within the 15th of September, we should have these scripts. And the email, you can find it in intranet or oronet,
however you call it.
You don't remember your email.
Not right now.
Maybe we'll write it on the column.
Yeah, I think I will write also to News and Notes, and we will spread again this information. Yes.
Okay, Francesca and Elke.
Yeah.
But no site yet, no email yet to contact you.
There is an email, but if
you don't
go
remember.
To Oronet,
yes.
There are also a few points if you want also to have more detailed information about this festival, and there is also the email.
So what is the festival called then?
Oroville Theatre, Short Theatre Festival.
Oroville Short Theatre Festival?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a long word.
It's not too long.
It's a long title for a short script.
Yeah.
So the script has to be ready by the 30th of September, you said?
No, the script is 50th of September. 15th of September, 15th. Sorry, my Italian. And there is the second stage.
Yeah, and then the second stage is that it's going to be performed. So
when?
That will be early next year. That can be either by the person who wrote the script, or that person can recruit people to he or she wants to play with, or he can outsource it to people who want to play this, or you know, want to perform this script. Yes.
So you might have something ready by the 50th anniversary of Oroville, no?
Maybe. This is not our intent in any case. It's really not related.
If
to
it
the
is, if it's pure coincidence.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The when, it should be during the winter.
Yeah, sure. During the season.
During the season.
Yeah.
Because Jean-Christophe will probably host, Jean-Christophe from Kripa will host this festival. But now he's out of Oroville, so when he comes back in September, he will have better idea on when to put us. So he will see the other things he already has on the schedule, and then he'll
fit us in somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's going to be just very short stories, very short...
10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
Not more.
But then you mean one evening is going to be for 15 minutes only? People go to the theater?
No.
You're going to have many...
Well,
yes.
It, of course,
many
it depends
sketches.
on how many scripts we receive, and then we will probably divide it over maybe one or two evenings. I think we can easily stage four plays, at least I would say. It depends, because you have to, you know, set up the props and everything, or the people, whatever they need for the next performance. So there will always be an intermission. Always be a couple of minutes intermissions between play, but I think four or five. I haven't really.
Yeah.
It
depends on the amount of scripts you get.
Yes.
Yeah.
If there's only two, then after half an hour, everyone goes home again.
So whoever is there that is listening to us and has this dream somewhere in the closet and wants to get it out and express itself. Please, we are the right people.
Yes.
But I have one question. If somebody comes up with a script, but they don't have the actors, would it be enough just to present the script and then you find the actors and you are arranged?
We will help, for sure. Because we know the people in Oroville that are
involved in
theater activities. So if the writer doesn't know anybody, we can help.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yes, somehow we can help. Yes.
Okay. Good. Okay, so the short theater festival with Francesca and Elke.
Right.
Yes.
Cool.
Great.